Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing an NCAA Week 9 game preview between the Michigan Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans. The backyard brawl, as you see on the screen here, if you're watching us live on Facebook or on YouTube. If you like it, like I said, like, comment, share, subscribe. We have tons of amazing content each and every single week here on the channel, not just on Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on our podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever it is you enjoy listening to your shows. Also, check us out on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and we are available over there as well. Let's get into this one, man. A historic rivalry. One more chapter is going to be written this upcoming week. Let's talk about these undefeated number 4 ranked Michigan Wolverines right now, sitting pretty at 7-0 on the season. Last week, they faced up against number 10, Penn State, a game in which a lot of people, including myself, was going to be a closer ball game, but Michigan decided it was not going to be the case. Big win in that one, 41-17. Let's dive in a little bit deeper. J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback, 17-24 passing, 145, no touchdowns, one interception, but we know that Michigan is not a passing team, right? We know that they like to go there. They like to run the ball, and did they ever? As a team, 55 carries, 418 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Whew. The two guys you look out for, Donovan Edwards, 16 carries for 173, a 10.8 average on the day, and 2 touchdowns. And Blake Corum, 28 carries for 166 yards with 2 touchdowns as well. Both those gentlemen run the ball all over the place. Expect a heavy dose of the run offense this upcoming week. The receiving corps, for what they did, Cornelius Johnson led the way, 3 catches for 43 yards. Ronnie Bell behind him, 5 catches for 39. The defense, like I said, only gave up 17 total points, shut them out in both the first and in the fourth quarter. On the day, Rod Moore led the way with 5 tackles, tied with Junior Colson. They did have 2 sacks on the day, half sacks credited to Taylor Upshaw and Michael Barrett for one, and the other one coming from R.J. Motton. 4 tackles for loss and 3 pass defender. No interceptions for the Wolverines, ranked number 5 right now in the AP Top 25. Now, let's move on over to Michigan State, a team who has we thought would be a little bit better, but they have lost 4 of their last 5. They did get the win this past week against the Wisconsin Badgers in a double overtime thriller, 34-28. In that ball game, quarterback Peyton Thorne, 21-28 passing, 265, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. You like to see it there. The running game, not as strong, but still pretty solid nonetheless. 36 total carries on the team for a little bit under 100 yards with 2 touchdowns. Jalen Berger, 16 for 59, and Elijah Collins, 14 for 43. Both those gentlemen were able to get in the end zone. Leading the way receiving-wise was Jaden Reed, 9 catches for 117 yards total, and got in the end zone once, and Keon Coleman, 5 catches for 79, and hit pay dirt twice. On the defense, like I said, only give up 28 points, not bad at all. Jacoby Windman led the way with 11 total tackles. On the day behind him was Cal Holiday. As a team, 3 sacks, count them, give one each to Simeon Burrell, Charles Brantley, and to Brandon Wright. 9 tackles for loss, they were getting to those teams, and 4 pass defended, with 1 INT coming from Jacoby Windman. So looking at this game, Michigan State got a much-needed win to get just get back in the swing of things. It took a few more chances to get there, but they got it nonetheless. Meanwhile, Michigan is just dominating teams left and right. I mean, it has been just absolute just – besides really the Iowa game and the Maryland, when that were very close ball games, they've just been blowing people out. So give me the Wolverines to get the win in this backyard brawl in this chapter. I'm going to go with the Wolverines getting the W. Give me 45 for Michigan and give me – I'll go 28 for Michigan State. I think Michigan State is going to put up a good fight. It is a rival, but I think that that Wolverines team, who is right now looking really good, right now right at the – right in terms of the playoff, right? They're ranked number 4 right now, 7-0. It's going to be a great season. I think the Wolverines are going to continue their dominance in this upcoming matchup. If you enjoyed the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, check us out Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, and our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast. Hey, I've been your host today, Logan Lange. Like I said, if you liked the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And we will be back with another live episode in just a little bit. Talk to you soon.
Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing a special NCAA Week 9 game preview between the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Florida State Seminoles. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, LinkedIn, and also our podcast, available anywhere you enjoy listening to podcasts. So let's get into this one. Let's talk about the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Right now, 3-4 on the year, second in the ACC Coastal. On the year, this last game they had against Virginia, the Cavaliers lost a tough one, 16-9. Passing game, not much going. Combined 146 yards on 16-36 passing. No touchdowns, one INT between the duo of Zach Gibson and Jeff Sims. The running game, not much to speak of as well. 37 carries for only 56 yards. Comes out to only a 1.5 average per rush. That is not going to get it done. Receiving core, bright spot was Nate McCollum, led the way with 5 catches for 62 yards. On the day, they had 3 fumbles in total, but they didn't recover 2 of them. The one being lost was from quarterback Zach Gibson. The defense, bright spots for Charlie Thomas and LaMiles Brooks. Both those gentlemen had 9 tackles on the day. No sacks for the Yellow Jackets. 8 tackles defended and 5 pass defended, but they did have 2 interceptions on the day, a pick 6 from LaMiles Brooks, and Zamari Walton got in on the action as well with an INT. Tough game for the Yellow Jackets, just not able to muster much offense on the day in a tough loss to Virginia. Now, looking at the Florida State Seminoles, a very much a streaky team on the year. Like I said, they started the year off hot with wins over some really solid teams, teams that they were supposed to beat and teams that they did beat. But in recent weeks, they have just struggled. They had a game against Clemson in which they lost in a tough one, 34-28. Like I said, they came out the gates hot, 4 straight wins, but now they have lost 3 straight to Wake Forest, North Carolina State, and Clemson. All those teams are ranked. So Florida State sits at 4-3. The game against Clemson, who moved to a perfect 7-0 on the season. Looking at the game, Jordan Travis, the QB, 24-42. 254, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Solid game, but just not quite enough. The running game was also looking really good for the Seminoles. On the day, they ran for a total of 206 yards on 34 carries with 2 touchdowns, one from Travis and the other one from DJ Lundy. The receiving core leading the way was Johnny Wilson, 6 grabs for 75 yards. Kentron Poitier got 1 catch for 25 that resulted in a touchdown. And also Ja'Kai Douglas, 1 catch for 6 yards. That got him 6 points. On the team for the defense, like I said, gave up 34, not the strongest day for that Florida State D. Derek McClendon, the second, led the way with 8 tackles on in total, tied with Jamie Robinson. As a team, they did have 3 sacks, one of those from McClendon, the second, one coming from Dennis Briggs Jr., and the other from Malcolm Ray. 4 tackles for loss, 3 passes defended, and no interceptions for the Florida State Seminoles. Like I said, they came out, you know, they were behind, they were tied in the first. The second quarter is really where Clemson got hot. They scored 17 points. They scored 10 in the third. But Florida State did manage to shut them out in the fourth quarter. Florida State themselves scored 14 points, but it was not enough in a tough loss for Florida State. So looking at these teams a little bit further, just how they're doing so far in the season, who's leading what. For Georgia Tech, Jeff Sims, quarterback, leading the way with over 1,000 yards throwing, 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but has been sacked 19 times, something to look out for. Hassan Hall, 73 carries for 372. Jeff Sims also ran the ball for over 300 yards so far in the season. Nate McCollum, the top receiver by far, 34 catches for 345 yards with 1 touchdown. And the defense, check out for Ayinde Ile, 71 total tackles for the young man in yellow jackets, looking good. Also, as a team, they have 15 sacks, but they were not able to get any against Virginia this past week. For Florida State, they're looking pretty solid as too. Jordan Travis, over 1,600 yards, 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and only sacked 6 times on the season. Trashawn Ward leads the way with 488 total yards and 3 touchdowns. And Johnny Wilson, a man I mentioned earlier, leading the way, 27 catches, 490 yards, and 3 scores for him. For the defense, Jamie Robinson leads the way with 51 tackles. Right behind him is Tatum Bethune with 49. So looking at this game here between the Seminoles and the Yellow Jackets, it's going to be a good game in the ACC. But if I had to go with the winner in this one, I am going to go with the Florida State Seminoles winning this one. It's going to be a tough ball game, though. I think Georgia Tech is going to put a good fight up against this team. But in the end, I do not believe it will be enough for them to overcome. So I'm going to go with a final score in this one. Give me the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets 28 and the Florida State Seminoles, I'll give them 41. So a couple points given away. Like I said, I think Florida State's offense is going to look really solid. I think Georgia Tech's going to have a good day, but I got the Seminoles get the win in this one. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, go live Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn. Also, check out our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your podcast. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.